Anything else in the survey you want to comment on?
Yeah. One issue that came out from this study to me was the fact that a lot of surgeons think oncologists are too keen to give chemotherapy. It was interesting. I went to a conference in Missouri a few years ago, and it was based entirely on, are we over-treating patients? And you do feel that sometimes the pendulum has swung to the extent that chemotherapy is considered standard of care for almost anybody, and you've got to be in some special category not to get chemotherapy. And I really do believe that we need more studies to identify those who don't need chemotherapy. And I suppose that's where the Taylor X study comes in, and some of these other studies, they're trying to identify those patients in whom perhaps we can avoid chemotherapy.
Yeah, I mean, you have the Oncotype DX, you have the MammaPrint out there. I was interested because I was talking to Ian Smith about what goes on the other side of the pond in terms of those tests. And he told me that they're not utilized very much.
In the UK, none of these tests are utilized very much.
Why is that?
I think, first and foremost, accessibility of the tests within the country.
I would assume it's an economic issue.
Yes and no. Most of the issues in our country are not economic. They're an issue of whether something's being tested to a sufficient standard that it can get a license. And so that's the major thing, is we tend to be a little bit more...
Regulatory?
Regulatory. Yeah, it's a regulatory issue.
Interesting.